It's a chesed and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, Eretz Yisrael in America, different parshas, and it's going to go on for a while. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. Again, parshas Kedoshim in America, parshas Emor in Eretz Yisrael. And again, we'll try to combine both of them. Ask one question here, one question there. Again, a Sfira Saomer question. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. And Hashem says to Moshe, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem, Kedoshim tihiyo, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. And he says, Hashem speaks to Moshe and says, go, gather all of Klal Yisrael, and you shall be holy, for holy am I, Hashem, your God. Right? So the question is, what in the world does it mean, Kedusha? And all the Rishonim are trying to figure out, of course, we know Kedusha means holiness, gotta be holy, eh? But what does that mean? So comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, Havi Perushim min Arayis. You have to separate yourself from Arayis, Umin Avera, and from doing an Avera, a sin. Shekol Mokum Shatamotzi, Geder Erva, wherever you find, when it's talking about Erva, immorality, Atamotzi Kedusha. So therefore you find Kedusha. So Rashi clearly says that you know what Kedusha is? Staying away from bad things. Staying away from Arayis. Comes along the Hilig Ramban. Rav Moshe ben Nachman, the tremendous Ramban, again, the tremendous Rashi. And the Ramban says, Rashi, it doesn't mean perushim in our eyes, to separate yourself from bad things. You know what it means? It means kadesh atzmecha b'motor loch. The idea of kedusha means, quoting a Gemara in Yevamos, that you take something that's mundane, something that's permitted, and you bring kedusha into it. And the obvious question is there a machlekes? Is there not a machlekes? What is Rashi saying, and what is the Ramban saying? Question 1. We'll call it 1B, even though we could call it 2, but I want to call it 1B, because I want to throw in a couple more questions. The next pasuk, and I spoke about this a little last week, Ishimo vaviv tiro vetshasosai tishmoru. It says that you should go and you should have fear for your mother and your father, and you should observe my Shabbos. So last week, a little chazoda never hurt anyone, and we spoke about relationships and what a relationship means, that you get out of yourself and you give what the other person needs. And we spoke about Ben Adam Limakom Takadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of this world and he's still with us. And parents, we have to show Hakaras HaTov to our parents. And that's the idea of Ben Odom Lechavero, Ben Odom Lemakom. But I saw another beautiful pshat. I remember, just quick story, we all love stories actually. I was in Yeshiva last week and I told some stories and some of the guys came over like, why don't you just tell stories? I'm like, I know, you should just tell stories. But listen, we need the Torah also, the stories and the Torah. Hopefully the stories are related to the Torah. Even if they're not, people remember them. But I'll tell you a great story that's interrelated with this pasuk. I remember a couple years ago, a bunch already, right? Akiva Chemo, my nephew, Ayel and Uri's son, he was having a bar mitzvah. So me and my family went down to Ramat Beit Shemesh, beautiful bar mitzvah, and I don't have a car. So it gets a little labedik sometimes, but Hashem Kenai Nahara, I have a big family. So again, we got a taxi, we went down, right? Shout out to Tzion. Right, we got down to Ramat Beit Shemesh, but then sometimes it's difficult because you have to get from the place where you're staying to the shul. So Baruch Hashem, my father is Sadiq, right? He drives me and my whole family like in 3 shifts. And then on the 3rd shift was me. And I'm going cold because we got, you know, running not late, but everyone's a little earlier. I got to get my wife. She has to bench lift in the shul. And she goes in the 1st round, and then on the 3rd round, and then while I'm walking to meet my father, because we got to make mincha, I start feeling my pocket. I got a little cash money in my pocket. Not so much money, but money. you know, like five check, no, probably like 100 check, I don't remember exactly. And I'm like, wait, I just gave a shear. Shabbos is coming up. I don't want to think about the money. I hide it. Someone takes it. A whole story on that, I remember. Ah, you know what? I'm going to run back to the apartment. But wait, I'm going to be late. And cause the tears with my father. My father's like, okay, go. He was on the other side of the road. And I just run. I'm like, I'm going to come back. Don't worry. And then when I get to the apartment, I'm going to see the Shmaya. This is the Shmaya story. But it's about, because I spoke about Shabbos, the importance of Shabbos. Again, we were in such a rush leaving. Whoever locked the door, I'll blame it on one of my kids, obviously. It's probably the baby. No, they left the key in the door. And the door was open. And we were staying in someone else's apartment. Imagine coming back and seeing a key in the door. Imagine Chas v'Shalom a robber seeing this. It'd be like, this is some kind of trick, some kind of game? Like, you better leave a key in the door? Open? Okay, but Baruch Siyat Dishmai, I followed Shabbos. And Hashem help me. Okay, but let's just get back to the question. Another shot. Why is it? What is the connection? What's the correlation between Shabbos and Kibud Av V'Em? Question 2. We get to Emor. And Emor is very dear to me because I'm a Kohen. Right? I always talk about that. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Grandpa. Right? Perach of Aleph, Pasuk Aleph Ayomer, Hashem El Moshe, Emor El HaKohanim B'nei Aaron. Hashem speaks to Moshe and he says, "And more el hakohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta, go and speak to the kohanim, the children of Aaron v'amarta." So why is it saying "and more" twice? It's such an obvious question. Rashi answers it right away. According to Gemara Nivomis, Kuf Yedalid Daf Yomi, right? And more v'amarta, not there yet, getting there. Why? Vahazir Gedoilim al Kitanim, to tell the Gedoilim, tell the adults to go and watch their young children. And we love Kohanim. I actually just get to see my Rebbe. He's my Rebbe for 20 years. Reb Elk. Or Hashem, Reb Elk, a very close relationship. I remember actually my second son, Svi. He's a year, almost a year and a half already. He's become a big boy. My parents, Baruch Hashem, you know, they picked him up. They brought him to the bris. Mamash Nebuch, so crazy. He had a fire in his apartment. It was a year and a half ago. And he came 2 weeks after the crazy fire. Mama destroyed all of his stuff. Baruch Hashem. Hashem helped him. We, you know, me and a group of friends and other people stepped up for him. But he came 2 weeks after tragedy happened to his house. All of his belongings were destroyed. You can't even imagine. Baruch Hashem. Him and his family were fine. But I was able to see him, and I remember, I told him the story that when I was a Bacher 20 years, a lot of stories already, we have more, around 20 years, because the Bacher told me to tell stories. But I remember 20 years ago, so I told the Rebbetzin Elk, that she's actually a big travel agent, shout out to her, right? So I told her, I'm so excited to go home. She's like, why? I'm like, obviously, see my parents, of course, I told, sending me to Yeshiva, of course. But I'm like, I learned an awesome halacha, since I'm a Kohen, so Kohanim can't take garbage out, because I'm a Kohen, I'm holy. I can't wait to get home, and my mom asks me to take out the garbage. Say I'm going to do it, but I'm a Kohen. So she's like, what do you mean? You got to take it out. I'm like, I'm just joking. She didn't understand me. Most people don't. So of course, I'm going to take out the garbage, but I'm a Kohen. Okay, anyway, back to the Kohen. So ask the Beis Av. So it's quoted in her friend Sefer, beautiful Sefer. And more about Marta, it's talking about one person. And all of a sudden, Rashi, quoting Gemara, that it's talking about Gedolim, adults, for Ketanim, but that's two people. And more about Marta, speak. It's seemingly talking about the Kohanim, the adults. The Marta, and tell them. Why is it telling me it's two different people? Gedolim, adults, and Ketanim. Question 2. Question 3. We touched on this a little last week. But the question is, why is it called Sfiras HaOmer? It could have such other different names. Why is it called Sfiras HaOmer? It should say a lot. And you know, it's very interesting, because in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, again, it's a machlekes, what is this Perek, is it Brisa, why we include it, but it talks about all these different things. And we know that there are 40, we count 49 days, and there are 48 levels, says the Mishnah in the beginning of the 6th Perek, of all the different levels. Noach Weinberg, who was a Rashi of Eishet Torah, wrote a whole Sefer, 48 ways of a beautiful Sefer, 48 ways of acquiring the Torah, 48 ways of wisdom, I don't know the exact name. But again, all these different things, each day represents a different idea. And the Arizal HaKadosh, as we know, famous, very deep Kabbalah, a couple of ideas says that each week is a different week. Chesed, kindness, gvura, strength, teferes, we're getting close to the week of teferes, splendor, netzach, eternity, hod, radiance, yisod, foundation, and malchus is kinship. Again, so much Kabbalah on this stuff. We're not going to say so much Kabbalah on this stuff, but it sounds very holy, and it is holy. But the question is, as we said, and I think last week maybe also we'll touch upon it, is why is it called Sfiras HaOmer of all names? We're counting the Omer. Really, the crop that we are able to eat all those things from the year before? Why is it called Sfiras HaOmer? So let's discuss it over. Again, I already told two stories. But again, what's the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban? What's Kedusha? Question two. See, in 2 seconds, if you got it, you can do it. If you don't got it, you got nothing. You got it a little, obviously, getting mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but you got to have it in your back pocket. And more about Marta, it seems Rashi says we're talking to two people, but the Beis Av says that we're talking about one person, the Kohanim themselves. And the last question is, why is it called Sfiras HaOmer? So what's the Yisod? What's the foundation point that we can bring into our lives? We know that in this week's parsha for America, right? America, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Barditchev, Baruch Hashem. I'm an ancestor, right? My grandfather, Bamzer Zatzal, Zaydi Bamzer, used to always quote Kedushas Levi because we're related to him. That, what does it mean, v'ahavta l'reacha? What does that mean? To love you? Really? You're going to love your friend like yourself? So he says a beautiful idea. That just like you know your friends have faults, and you know yourself have different, again, we're not perfect, no one's perfect, just Hashem. When I give tests to my bachrim, I know they get nervous when I say the word test, when I give reviews or bechinas to my bachrim, I never, even if a guy knows a clear, beautiful, 100, no one's 100%, 99, even 99.9. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's perfect. So just like I have faults, and if you don't think you have faults, then you got the most faults there is, right? But just like I have faults, and I want my friend to overlook them, so too my friend has faults. We all see faults in different people. Sometimes the people that we're closest with, we see the most faults. Right? A discussion, like when you have the kids that are similar to you, do you like them or you don't like them? Whole different discussion. Think about it. Don't think about it. But, right, that's the whole idea. It's just like we have faults, so too the other. So just like you want others to look past you, your fault, you got to look through. And that's the idea of Dam L'Kav S'chus. Dam L'Kav S'chus means that first of all, you never know what's going on in anyone's life. No one does. Even people think they do. You don't know. You don't know what the person's thinking. You never know what's going on with anyone, but you need to give someone the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt. You know, the Gemara tells me in Shabbos, the Gemara says, right, the famous Gemara, the Ger comes over to him, to Hillel and says, teach me all the Torah on one foot. And he says, what's hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Why? And says, that's all the Torah. What do you mean? That's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. That's not Ben Adam L'Makom. That's only between you and your friend. Of course, you have to be nice. But what does that do with Hashem? So the answer is Pashut. Because we all have an idea of Kol Yisrael, Ravim, Zelazeh. Everyone's connected to one another. Right, a little like New York telephone, we're all connected to each other. So even if a person does a mitzvah already, and then I have to go, I didn't hear Kiddush, wait, I'll make Kiddush for you. How can you do that? Because we're all connected. So Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is connected to Ben Adam L'Makom. Beautiful. 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 But we have to realize that we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to rely on Him. Now what's this machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban? What's the machlokes? Rashi says that it's a din in Perushim min arayis, that you have to separate yourself from sin. And the Ramban says, Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter loch. What's the machlokes? So I once heard, I think, B'Shem Rav Gedal Yeshur, in Orged Eliyahu. He says like this. There's different levels. They're not arguing. They're talking about different levels of Avodas Hashem. Level number one, and it's so important. This is such an important midah for everyone. The whole world. And we're all trying to work on this. Everyone to their own level. But we know that in life you have to set up the right boundaries. If you don't set up the right boundaries, again, sometimes you have to set up boundaries for certain people. Sometimes you have to set up boundaries because, right, for food and exercise. The whole idea is staying away from bad and creating the right boundaries. We know even in football, right, in football, you go off sides. You're going out of your boundary. There's an idea of encroachment. There's an idea that you have to stay in your boundaries. And A person needs to realize that setting up the right boundaries is a way for growth. If you realize that there are certain things that bring you down, you got to stay away from them. Like today. Today, I happen to love Gatorade. Now, Gatorade in Hudson Soil is 10 checkout. That's around $3.50 for a little bottle. In America, you get a big, inflation everywhere. You can get a big bottle of Gatorade for $3.50. And in Israel, you get this little thing. Now, the problem is like this, because you go into the store and you see your Gatorade. I happen to love treats. I'm not a potato chip guy. I'm more of the candy guy. My father, Leslie, loves candy, right? Little Twizzlers, right? So sometimes, right, we use the Twizzlers as a straw back in the day. We still do it when we're adults and no one's looking. But there's an idea of candy. I love candy. So I was in the store today, and it was a little, listen, I almost cut a boundary because I'm near the candy, and I want to get my Gatorade. You got to treat yourself sometimes. And Baruch Hashem, I was able to persevere and fight against it. But so many times in life, we don't put up the right boundaries. We don't put up the right, for example, you want to stay in shape. You want to start exercising. And you want to stay away from the bad food. And you want to exercise. Right, as I always say, Rashiva, Masera told me he loves this joke. Out of all, I don't know. I don't even know what I said. Right, I say I want to stay in shape. But as my wife always tells me, and the good joke is round is a shape, right? So, but again, you want to stay in shape. You got to create the right boundaries. How do I do that? And in life, with Avodas Hashem, it's the same way. We have to create the right boundaries. How to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sor Meirav V'Aseh Tov. I need to stay away from the things that are going to bring me down. Right? Pesach Kron, I used to hear, and I actually had Zechus to go to his house for Shabbos with Noam. Noam Singer, one of my good friends. And we went to his house, whatever, I wrote him a letter that I like him so much, whatever, I'm a seminary girl style. And he responded, he left a message in my parents' answering machine. Maybe my mother still has it on the answering machine, right? Famous of Pesach Kron. And why am I talking about him? Oh, I'm talking about him because a lot of them go out. You know, you're in the shul. And all of a sudden, you got your phone. Obviously, you're not looking at the phone during shul, chas v'shalom. Sometimes you even have your phone on vibrate. And then all of a sudden, you're middle shmona esrei, right? And then all of a sudden, you feel your phone's beeping. And all of a sudden, your mind's racing. Oh my God, it's my kid. Oh my God, it's my grandkid. Oh my God, it's my wife. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And then you look back after your shmona esrei was ruined because of that little buzz. And then you look, and it was a telemarketer. You just ruined your whole shmona esrei for the little buzz. So obviously, take the buzz off. Turn the phone off. Put it in a different place. You're afraid you're going to miss a phone call. Put it on an airplane. Put it that you won't feel it. Why? You got to set the right boundaries. That's step one. So Rashi's talking about the sor meira, staying away from bad. But it doesn't stop there. Vaseh tov. Pasuk says in Tehillim, sor meira vaseh tov. You got to also do good. It's not just enough to sor meira, but you got to go and do good. That's what Ramban's saying. You have the ability to turn. It's not something major machlokas. You have the ability. Step one, stay away. Parushim and arayis like Rashi. But step two is go and do good. You know, I started doing Pirkei Avos with my shir again, and I wanted to memorize Pirkei Avos. It's chaval. I don't know. You know, you tell me beis da. I don't know. We have to know things by heart. Walking on the street, waiting for someone, and just think of Mishnayos. It's awesome. And I started doing it with them. So we're going two a day. It's not so easy to remember, but it says in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, Batel Ratzon Chav Mipnei Ratzono. You know, it's a higher level, even about choosing to not choose. If you have a right and it's clear, again, it's a high level, you got to raise yourself up. But if you have the ability to fight and make it part of your life, imagine, there's no havamina on me to eat treats. That's amazing, but it's hard. It's a very hard level. It's hard to get there. But the more a person works, comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. The more you believe, the more you create it into your life, the greater it's going to be. You know, I heard Rishon Razer gives an amazing parsha here on OU and YU Torah, and he says something gevaldik. You know, the famous story of Yaakov Kamenetsky sitting on a plane and his grandchildren on the plane, and they're serving him, right? He called the door of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Torah Vadas. And the guy turned to him and he said, I don't get it. I don't get it. How come they have so much respect to you? So he said, two answers. Famous story is that he turned to them, he's like, you think you're from an ape, so why are they going to have respect? I think I'm from God. So, of course, another answer, I just heard a beautiful, and this answers up, right? Shabbos and keep it on the aim. We believe that the closer you get to Har Sinai, the closer you get to Maisa Bereishis, the holier you are. In other people, it's a disconnect. I want to get to the generation after the next generation, because I want the new, the high tech, the new smartphone, the new everything, right? The new iPhone. Thanks, smartphone. The new iPhone. Everything I want new. So I'm disconnected from before, but we don't believe in that. We believe in we want to connect. We want to go back as far as we can to Har Sinai. That's why you have to keep it up aim. Because they're older than us, our parents. They're wiser than us. Right? You have to get it. You have to listen to them. And then you're going to eventually be a parent, and hopefully your kid's going to listen to you. And then they're going to listen to you. It's a whole Messiah. And more about Marta. Says Ramesh should find something beautiful. Ramesh says, and more about Marta, you know why? Because Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim. Because our actions, again, we're not living life for this reason. We're living life to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person builds himself so much, it just overflows. And when a parent, when someone, whoever it is, builds himself and says, this is what I do, it will have a tremendous effect on your surroundings. It will have a tremendous effect on your children if you're doing the right things. And chas v'shalom, you're doing the wrong things. It also will have, if they see contradictions, you say this and you say that, you do this and then you do that, right? So that will also create unclarity in their mind. The more you work on yourself, the more it's going to affect. That is the pshat. The pshat is that Amor v'Amarta, speak to the Kohanim, and then it will affect their it will affect their children. Why? Because the more they do, and the more they stay away from bad and do good, will affect their children. As it says in Pirkei Avos, the first Mishnah, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, right? We know the whole chain, and it says three things, having Misunim Badin, that you need to go and be delivered in judgment. Again, different understandings. One understanding, like we were saying before, wait, you don't fully understand the whole picture. Sometimes you'll never understand the whole picture. And then it says, so I heard from my uncle, Uncle Gedalia. I never heard this from my grandfather, but he says it a lot. I heard from my uncle that hamidu, standing, I remember sending the email, standing, the whole point is, like we're saying now, is to build the children, and they get affected from you, and me do, ome, to stand, vasu siagla toiro, you need to make a fence. How are you going to make that fence? Got to create the good boundaries, the wall, saying, I'm doing it, I'm going to Minyan, this is what I do, I need to learn Torah, I'm busy, I'm working, I'm trying to make a living for my family, but I need to make Torah part of my life. I have a longer Shabbos now, am I learning with my kids, am I taking something upon myself that I do every week, am I learning, am I saying a little Tehillim, am I doing a little Chesed, whatever a person is doing. That is the idea here. The more v'amarta, the more we do, and the more it becomes part of us. What's Sviras HaOmer? Sviras HaOmer represents the idea Omer, the first time in the Torah. When it's talking about Omer, it says in Perek Tezayin, when it's talking about the Mon, it says Omer Lagol Goles. It's a measurement, it's an Eifa. Why is that so important? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, I bit you in the midbar, I gave you mon, I gave you everything, it was free of charge. Imagine, free laundry, just your clothes, you think about your food, don't think of meat and milk, but wow, you can think of anything you want. That's awesome. But then Hashem says you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael is going to be awesome, but guess what, you're going to have to work, it's going to be Omer. But again, I gave you the mon, I gave you everything, Omer Lagogoles, and now you're going to have the new fruits. Because you're going to bring a carbon omer. All that chadash, all that new stuff is going to become yashan. Because I want that relationship with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you. But you need to set up the right boundaries. You need to realize you can accomplish anything you want. I heard a beautiful pshat, just to end with this. All right, it's getting late. Hope the recordings are not going off. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu. We sing that song. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu. Uma noim goralenu. There's two levels here, maybe three levels, but we'll focus on two of them. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu. Wow, praiseworthy, how great we are, what a HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. And I love it. I build it. I become make it part of my life because it's awesome. And then there's another level, goralenu. It's just like a lottery. Oh, sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm feeling it, sometimes whatever it is. We want to be Ashreinu Mato Chelkeinu. We want to realize how lucky and how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation. So now let us work. during Sfira. So Omer, we're getting closer to the Shavuos. We're getting there. It's coming sooner or not. It's going to get there. And we got to realize all these different levels, all these different midas that we could work on ourselves. But it's about this idea, putting yourself in the right mindset, putting yourself, setting up the right boundaries, having growth, and of course, doing good. And more about Marta, living life for the Ribbono Shel, for God, and then it will have effect on L'dorei Dorei Doris. Bez Hashem, everyone should just keep on going further in Avodas Hashem, and everyone should just keep on getting closer to Ribbono Shel, whether it's Parshas Kedoshim, whether it's Parshas Emor. The idea is we bring the Torah, and we make it real in our lives. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.